So he says, he goes on to say, he's the hope and the hold. He is the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me. The only God for me. I'm so glad. I'm not confused. I'm not poor. You know, you got when you got too many things pulling at you, you're unsettled. You're uncertain. You want to be here. You want to go. You've had a lot of friends, so-called friends. This one want to do this, and the other one do that. This one wants you to do this way, do that, and go here. You just pull in all kind of direction. And that's why you find some Christians, yo-yo Christians, because they got too many things going on. Kind of like the song, country song, girl, you got too many mechanics working on your car. You pull here and there, but so he is the only God for me. Say that with me. He's the only God for me. My great confidence.
Yes, sir.
He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy. Isn't that something? He hides them, but he'll rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy.
Yes, sir.
He will protect you from false accusation. And every what? Yes. Deadly. Well, what are we dealing with? It's just another lie of Satan. That's where it came from. But God is getting the glory out of this. Church gonna shine bigger and brighter than ever before. Some stuff gonna come off of us. Some light gonna shine in our hearts. Some revelation gonna come to us, and we're gonna suddenly realize it's time for the voice of the church to be heard.
Yes, sir.
Time for the real government to step up. Amen. And we do have a new government. Hallelujah.
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 His massive arms are wrapped around you. Think about it. His massive arm is wrapped around you. Protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. What can you do? His arms are faithfulness, are a shield keeping you from harm. Doing what? Keeping you from harm. You will never worry about an attack of the demonic forces at night. I go to sleep at night.
Yes, sir.
And just like Proverbs says, my sleep is sweet.
Yes, sir.
Sweet, sweet sleep.
Yes.
Nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against me. Don't fear a thing. Whether by night or by day, demonic danger will not trouble you. Nor will the power of evil launch against you. Even in the time of what? Disaster. With thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain unscathed and unharmed. Thousand. See when people run with the devil, and when he turn on them and all this stuff he release on them, they don't have nowhere to run to.
No, sir.
But we have a hiding place.
Yes,
You remember the night that Israel left Egypt? God said, I'm coming through. I'm going to release something. You get some blood and put over the doorpost.
Yes, sir.
And you stay in there. And the death angel coming through. But they're going to pass over you. They're going to hit Pharaoh's household. His the firstborn of everything in his. I mean, thousands of them died. But the Israelite, 3 million strong, didn't touch a one. Walked out of Israel. Walked out of Egypt. Unscathed. Unharmed. Now listen to this. Not only walked out unscathed and unharmed, but they were loaded.
Yes, sir.
I said they were loaded with silver and gold.
Yes, sir.
I mean, God is a just God. You think about it. How did that wealth come to Egypt anyway? How did it get there? Wasn't God man did it, Joseph? It was right for them to leave with him. And I'm telling you some stuff coming to you. There's some stuff you, your ancestors done worked for and done on and somebody else been holding. Some inheritance. Some back pay.
Yes, sir.
Some catch up pay. Hallelujah. Some getting forward pay. Overloaded pay. Running over pay. Coming.
Come on, help break up.
As he showed his hand, God said, I'm going to show mine. When I move my hand, stuff going to shake. Stuff is going to move like you never seen move before.
Hallelujah.
Unscathed, unharmed. You will be what? A spectator. I just stand and watch it in a distance. Ain't coming near my dwelling. There's a shield. Remember when Lazarus, not Lazarus, rich man, yeah, it was Lazarus, died? Remember when he died and the rich man died?
Yes, sir.
And the rich man looked and saw Lazarus? Huh? Saw him and he started saying, Father Abraham, let Lazarus dip his finger in some water and come over here and put on my tongue, cool. He said he can't do that. I see him. He can't. There's a shield. There's an invisible shield. There's a gulf. There's something fixed between you and him. You're tormented. He's comforted. Hallelujah. And there's something between us and the unbeliever. The wicked. And that's why we don't do fear. Y'all better hear me. Because fear lets the wall down. Fear removes the shield. But faith puts up the shield. And that shield can't be penetrated. When the dart hit it, it goes out and falls to the ground. And here's the good news. When it goes out, he can't pick it up and use it again. It's out for good. He had to come up with another one. Are you hearing me tonight?
Yeah, we hear you, preacher.
Hallelujah. So I watch all this from a distance.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Because there's an assignment on the church. And we cannot be running around like the world.